Sorry, David, the Torah, Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman.
In the beginning of this week's parasha, we've got the mitzvah, Valoyzkos Haneirois, and Mulpnei Amnoiro, Yerushivas Haneirois. A mitzvah to light the menorah, to light Neirois in the Mishkan and similarly in the Beis HaMikdash as well. There's an interesting medrash, a Yalkish Shmoini, the beginning of this week's parasha. And the medrash is marich about the importance of Neirois. Says the medrash, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazeh, we shouldn't think that the Mishkan was a dark place. It was light, beautiful light, even when the menorah was off. But it was still inyan to light the menorah as well. Extra kovoid, hashkina. Says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because you do that, La'osid Lovoi, your shrine is going to be full of my oil. But nevertheless, Afani Madlik Lesoich Neirois. Al Tzekovet of Yerushalayim, I'm going to add extra lights. Says the Medrash, because lights represent Ne Mitzvah Torah Oy. Light represents a certain Chashivas. So you add light by lighting the Neirois of Beis HaMikdash, I will add Neirois to Yerushalayim. Carries on the Medrash, saying that by Kovod Shabbos, Neirosel Hein Kvoido. That's the union of lighting Neiros on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Choshva Yoyim Hashvi, the Yoyim Shabbos Kodesh. Lighting Neiros on Shabbos is an act of Kovod Shabbos, and carries on the Medrash, Im Shemaratam Neiros Shabbos, if you'll show respect to the Shabbos by lighting Neiros, I will show you the covet of Shalayim, Lord Zalova, your bezoichu, your merit to witness the covet of Shalayim with the Neirois. In the schus of these Neirois, the kolkat lomo bischus han Neirois shehein madlika b'shabbos. So the Medrash is marich that Neirois are not just actually to make from dark to light. Neirois at covet, a place with command respect, like the Beis HaMikdash, needs extra Neirois. Yerushalayim will be the Mokum Kovoid, will have extra Neirois. Similarly, that's our Neir Shabbos, shows our covet for Shabbos, shows our respect for the Yom HaShabbos. We add Neirois. So Neirois are an inyan of covet, showing the Chashivas, and adding covet, adding honor to whether it's the place or whether it's the day. That's what Neir Shabbos is all about. And Taka B'schus, our Neir Shabbos, B'schus, we're Mechavet Shabbos, when Neir says the Medrash, will be Zoicha to witness the covet of Yerushalayim as well by seeing the Neir there as well. So we got this Mekor from this parasha, the Inyan of Shabbos, Hadlokas Neir Shabbos as part of covet Shabbos. Interestingly enough, there's another Mekor for Neir Shabbos in this week's parasha. Later on in the parasha, when Klal Yisrael weren't happy with the eating of the mon every day, and they complained, Zochanus Adogo, we remember the good old gefilte fish, that Noichem and Mitzrayim, that we had in Mitzrayim, the fish we had, Kishurim, Avatichim, Chotzim, Solim, V'art and Nafshein Yavesha. Now what we got, Bil Tilamonei, we've got just the mon in front of us. The Chidor, in one of his forums, Saved Devash Levi, brings on this post Chal Tadogo, Mikan, from Mikan, Shemadlikin Neirois B'Shabbos. As I say, Chidor, B'Shem HaMedrash, Mikan, Shemadlikin Neirois B'Shabbos. At first glance, a Medrash clear, what's the complaints about the fish. How does that lead to a Makori that would take an Ace for Shabbos? Says the Chidor, a brilliant, almost simple shot in the Medrash. says the Gittor, what exactly were the Yid complaining about? Zachanus Adogom. They liked fish. The man also tasted like fish. Any taste they wanted to taste, in the Gemara Yuma Ayin Hay, it with a mon would supply that exact taste, and according to many others, the texture as well. So they had the texture and they had the taste of fish. If they really liked fish so much, they had it. What were they complaining about? The other, the list of them, posi kishu and avatichin, that's the Chazal say the mon didn't change into those, because those are mazik certain people. The sharpness of those foods are mazik certain people. But dogo, why would they complain about the fish? If the monk changed its soul to tamoy or mamoshoy or fish, says the Chidor. The Gemara says in Yuma Ein Daldom Abeis, however special the mon is, the Loshna Posig in Dvorim Ches is, Hamachilcho mon bamidbol leman anoyscho. The Bosh gave us mon to give a certain idea of affliction. What was the inu of the mon? The mon was fantastic. The mon was amazing. It was so easy, everything there, well prepared. What exactly is the inu? Says the Gemara, Eina doimel misha roya v'oichol, l'misha eina roya v'oichol. A person, there's two people eating the same food, the same amount, and they are the same type of people. But the one who sees what he eats and then eats has a different level of satisfaction to the one who can't see his food and eats. And the Gemara carries on, Omer Rav Yosef Mikan Lesumin Sha'oichli Be'in Sevein. So the Gemara, Rachmon Etzlan, somebody says, Saginoy, somebody can't see, says the Gemara, you should know, they don't get satisfied. They eat, they don't get the sphere, because they can't see the food. Omer Abaya carries on the same Gemara, Yuma and Daldom Abayt, Hilchot Man De Isle Suda Lo Yoich Le'el Biyon. You want to enjoy your meal properly, you want to have full satisfaction, eat your meal by day and not by night. By night you won't be seeing your food. If you don't see your food, you don't get that level of satisfaction. You want to enjoy your meal and really enjoy it and really get satisfied, make sure you have your meal by day. The Gemara says, Kasha, but there are some foods you're not meant to eat by day, only by night. And the Gemara says, Achilas Boso, it's... You shouldn't make too much chashivas, lechems for yoim, but boss is supposed to have a laila. So, but make sure there's light there. Oya vuko. Make sure you've got some other form of lighting, otherwise you won't get your full satisfaction from achilas boss of a laila. All this is Gemara. Says the Chidor, says Poshut. The Taino Klal Yisrael was built yelamon einenu. In front of our eyes, we're only seeing mon. We're seeing these little round balls of whether white transparent balls we're seeing. We're not seeing the food. If they're not seeing the food, they didn't have that level of enjoyment. It was called Laman Anoyscho. So Chanus Adogo. We remember the Geshmaka satisfying meal of fish. They had the nourishing meal of fish even in the Midbar. The mon had all what fish supplies, but they didn't have the satisfaction of the fish because they didn't see it. That was a chalas that we remember seeing our good geschmacker fish meal, but now it's built in a mon and ain't. We're only seeing mon. We're eating, tastes like fish, and all the rest, but we're not seeing the fish. If we're not seeing the fish, we're missing the satisfaction of the fish. That was the time, says the Chidor. So the Medrash is beautiful. Mikan shemadlikin neis b'Shabbos. On Shabbos we've got a mitzvah to have oinik. Now Shabbos we've got a mitzvah to enjoy our meals. If it's going to be in the dark, because we can't light lights on Shabbos, so we're going to end up eating without satisfaction. If Klal Yisrael complain that we've not got the full satisfaction, b'yom ha'neinu, mikan shemadlikin neis b'Shabbos. Here we know we have to have our Shabbos candles, we have to have our Shabbos lights, otherwise we'll be missing in our Oynik Shabbos, we'll be lacking in our Kiyum Mitzvot Oynik Shabbos. This is what the Medrash means at the Chidor, a Mekoi that we need Neiroi Shabbos.
Could that be the halacha?
Pardon?
Could that be that one should have the Neiroi burning the whole Suda?
Yes,
nowadays.
Yes, according to this reason, yes. They need lights also, and if your Shabbos clock goes off halfway, your lights go out, your Shabbos clock goes off after the meal, you haven't been mekayim or any Shabbos b'shleimus. Yes, you'll miss out your satisfaction from your ice cream, that's for sure. Right, so therefore you won't have the full oinig. So therefore, the als oinig Shabbos, you need to have neiros on Shabbos. So we've got two mekayros for neiros Shabbos in this week's parasha. We've got a mekayro in the beginning of the parasha, which compares neiros Shabbos to neiros in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, where it's out covered. It shows an union of covered. The more neiros you have, the neiros show a idea of covered. And now we've got a new mekayro, another mekayro this week's parasha, that we need the neiros for our Suda Shabbos, for our oinig Shabbos. In order to be mekayim oinig Shabbos properly, we have to have our neiros. And it's two separate kiyuvim. Each one has its own obligations, let's call it for the moment. The just out cover Shabbos, as you say, that wouldn't help if you don't have it by the meal. You must have it b'shas meal. If your neiros would just be because of oinig Shabbos, well, any sort of light, it wouldn't have to be such a respectable light. But if it's an al kovoy, it has to be a mechubadika light. So therefore, we need to make sure we've got good lights and mechubadika lights in order to make sure we're mekayim our mitzvahs of kovoy Shabbos b'neiros and the mitzvah oinig Shabbos b'neiros. And be'emes, this idea that we've got two chalokim of mitzvahs hadlok ne Shabbos. Hadlok ne Shabbos because of the kovoy, the respect for Yom Shabbos, and hadlok ne Shabbos oinig is mefurishim Rambam. The Rambam brings down the inyan of Adlok Nei Shabbos twice in Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam in Perik Hei Mehilcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, says that Madlikin Neiros B'Shabbos Zeh Mechlal Oinig Shabbos. The Rambam there discusses the rules of Oinig Shabbos, and the Rambam says, don't forget, Mitzvot Lok Nei Shabbos, Hadlok Nei Shabbos is for Oinig Shabbos. And this is actually also Losha Rashi in Shabbos Chofei on the base. Hadlok ne Shabbos Choyvo, She'ein Suda Chashuva Ele B'mokem Oyer. So therefore the Rambam told me quite clearly the same idea. We need Shabbos lights in order to be Mekayim our Oynik Shabbos. And then there's another Rambam. This was Perik Hein Hilcha Shabbos. There's a Rambam of Perik Lamed. The Rambam says, make sure your ner dolud mipoid yoyim, you've got your candles burning from before Shabbos. V'shulchan oruch shekol eilu lekvoy Shabbos hein. These are all covered of Shabbos. So the Rambam in Perik Hey talks about lighting Shabbos as part of oinig Shabbos in order to enjoy your meal, have your oinig properly. And the Rambam Perik Namud talks about lighting ner on Shabbos, mi boi dioim, shekol eiru lechvoi Shabbos, same as kovet Shabbos. The Briskerov asks, isn't this a steer in the Rambam? Is ner Shabbos als oinig, or is ner Shabbos because of kovet? Is it the din of oinig which is mechayev, or is it the din of kovet which is mechayev? And the Briskerov asks another question. In Perek Lamed, the Rambam said, ner dol mi boi dioim. The Rambam gives us instructions. Make sure you light it before Shabbos comes in. Isn't that obvious? You can't light a Shabbos. It's one of the Lama Tes Melochas. It's obvious Shabbos lights have to be lit before Shabbos comes in. So why is the Rambam specifying in Per Lamed, make sure you light your candles, me boy Joy? Wouldn't that be considered obvious? If once you know the Lama Tes Melochas, and time comes to Perek Lamed in Hilcha Shabbos, we know the Lama Tes Melochas already. The Rambam discussed all the Melochas. So why is the Rambam repeat telling me, make sure the Ner Dol Mevoidoyim? Says the Briskerov, the Rambam is telling me these two mitzvahs of Hadlok Ner Shabbos. Hadlok Ner Shabbos has two chiyuvim in it. A chiyuv mitzad kovoid, and a chiyuv mitzad oinik. So the Rambam tells me the two separate chiyuvim. Oinig Shabbos is part of a Shabbos chiyuv. On Shabbos we're mechuyv to eat, Shabbos we're mechuyv to drink, and therefore we have to make sure we have neiros as well. That's part of mitzvahs Oinig Shabbos. Comes on the Rambam Perek Lamed, and the Rambam says, besides that, there's another mitzvah kovod Shabbos. Says the Briskerov, kovod, it's to do with the Rambam, that means preparations in advance. If you've got a choshva visitor coming, you don't wait till he knocks on the door and then start tidying up the house and then start laying the table in his honor. That's not showing too much honor that way. Kovod means showing how chosh it is. I prepare in advance, have it all ready in advance. That shows the chashivas of the visitors coming. Kovod is preparation in advance. Says the Brisker of the Rambam Perek Lamed is telling me the extra chiyuv of Kovod Shabbos, telling me that Hadlok Sneir is not just the oinik Shabbos. You need to have the neirs there, bishaji to drink. You have to have everything in place before Shabbos comes in. So the Rambam is not giving me a device when to light the Shabbos candle. The Rambam is telling me why you need to light the Shabbos candle. It has to be done miboyjoyim as part of Kovod Shabbos. Kovod is only there noticeable if you prepare it in advance. So the Rambam is telling me the two separate gedorim of Hadlok Sneir Shabbos. There's Hadlok Sneir Shabbos because of oinig, because that enhances the actual meal. And there's Hadlok Sneir Shabbos Kovod, preparing the candles in advance for before Shabbos comes in, as far as the welcoming of Shabbos, and laying the table is also welcoming Shabbos. Having everything ready and tidy in place is all welcoming Shabbos. That's Kovod Shabbos. There's two separate chiyuvim in Hadlok Sneir Shabbos. Hadlok Sneir is two mitzvahs put together in one. Kovod Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos. And now we see through this week's parasha. Into our parasha Vayishlach, we've got the hidden, the covered and the oinig, in the beginning of the Seder and in the middle of the Seder. In the beginning of the Seder, Vayishlach is a neiros, neiros ha-mishkon, that is neiros, I'll cover the mishkon, and as we said the meds before, that applies, neiros covered Shabbos is the same idea. And the Zechan HaSadogo, this is the neiros covered oinig Shabbos, to make sure we see our food, and we see our food, we'll enjoy our food. That is our mitzvah oinig Shabbos, to enjoy the pleasures of Shabbos. And we'll only get the full oinig when we see the food. So this is the two separate gedorim, oinig and kovod. And the Biskov adds this extra knetch, as we call it. I don't know how to say knetch in English so well. Twist, crease, and extra knetch. Says the Biskov that kovod has to be in advance. Kovod only works when you prepare in advance before arrival. So therefore, that's why the Neir Shabbos, the Rambam Magid, not to tell you, of course you have to die beforehand, but the Rambam tells you the actual lighting before you join is the key of Mitzvah Kovod Shabbos, because that is called Kovod, preparing well in advance. There's actually a third chelik of Mitzvah Hadlok Sneir Shabbos as well. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Beis, a famous Gemara. If a person never can only afford one item for the Shabbos, either Kiddush wine or Shabbos candles, one or the other, he hasn't got money for both. So it's either Neir Shabbos or Kiddush Hayoyim, what comes first? He can only do one. He has to be mevat on something. Which one is he meant to do? Which one is he meant to give up, and which one is he meant to buy? Says the Gemara, Neir Beisoi, Kiddush Hayoyim, Neir Beisoi Odif, Mishum Sholom Beisoi. Al Sholom Beisoi, it's more important to not eat this Friday night meal. He can't afford it, it's either Neir Shabbos or the Kiddush. So therefore, not eat the meal, have Neir Shabbos of Sholom Beisoi. And Rashi explains what Sholom Beisoi means, doesn't necessarily mean to avoid Machlikus, Sholem Bayis. It means, says Rashi, B'nei Bayis Mitzdarim Leishev B'choshech. It's uncomfortable. You feel uncomfortable in the dark. You can't see what you're doing. You can't see what you're going, where you're going. End up knocking into things, not finding things. Choshech leads to a person not being happy. It leads to tzar. And Rashi says it twice. Rashi says, Ein Sholem Shaholech V'nichshal. A person ends up stumbling in the darkness, walking around, being in darkness. That is a contradiction to enjoying Shabbos. It leads a person to tzar. You're not allowed to have tzar on Shabbos. Sholem bayis, sholem beisai, peace and relaxed atmosphere in the house overpowers Kiddush Hayoyim.
It's not electric lights anyway.
Right, yeah, that's correct. But if a person, let's say, wouldn't have electric lights, so then he's got a chiyuv to make sure there's some light there the entire night. And not only the entire night, It's a chiv every room which you tend using on Shabbos. And if you want to cut down your electricity and you want to keep the light on in certain rooms, the main rooms. But you do pop into other rooms to fetch something, to fetch. You pop in, there are some things you kept there. No, al solem beiso, not to stumble in, to grope in the dark. You need light in every single room. So this is the third chelik of mitzvahs, hadlokas, ner Shabbos, besides for a covert, besides for oinig, solem beiso, to make sure you're comfortable when you walk around with any part of the house which you use, that you don't stumble over anything. That is the mitzvah of solem beiso.
Table?
Pardon?
Is there an Indian on the table?
There is an extra Indian besides having in the room where you eat, if you can, to put on the table. But there again, the practicalities, anybody got children or grandchildren, anybody young around, you don't want the serviettes being thrown across the table past the candles, and you don't want them to knock it over. So of course, when that's too, it's an Indian to have it on the table, but not at the expense of any shush of danger. That's why a lot of people put it on the side, the shelf to the side, because it just practically, Baruch Hashem, with children and grandchildren, with all their energy they've got, it's just not practical to put, in all cases, to put on the table.
I'm not saying that, not to put it out in a different room, much in a hotel, people put in the lobby and things like that.
And it tells you're stuck. You can't be mekayim all the halachas properly, and the kanama. But we should know, at least remember what you can do, that's what you have to do. Whatever you can do, where you can add light to make sure you don't stumble anywhere. So then, okay, there's hot in the lobby when you... When you've got the electric light, on when we'll get all to all the various problems. But it's a mitzvah, wherever you can, to make sure you're not walking in any dark room on Shabbat. Sometimes, by keeping the curtains open and there's a street light just outside the window, you'll also get enough light that you won't stumble and you'll be able to see around. It depends. Depends where your window is situated, how close the nearest lamppost is to you. But Kolbom, this is the third mechayim of Ner Shabbos, Sholem Beisa, in order to make sure there is no stumbling. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashma that it's not three separate human. One mitzvah covered before Shabbos. One mitzvah oinik b'shas the meal. And a third mitzvah Sholem Beisa for not tripping. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Iker Tekonas Ner Shabbos is mashma from him is for the Sholem Beisa to make sure the house is light and therefore no groping around and no tripping over and never no bumping into anything. And therefore makes in every room. Just he says, there's an extra chiyuv of oinik Shabbos to enhance your meal, so it's just an added, besides making sure it's light in order to see where you're going, make sure that you can see, have it there, b'shas, your food as well. Make sure that it's there to be mekayim oinik as well. But he actually puts the Sholem Beisa as the top mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. That's the mashmor Shulchan Aruch Rav. So whether it's the main mitzvah and the others are like added protein or three separate mitzvahs, it's not a huge nafka minna, but that's mashal from him that how important it is, this Sholem Beisa. There's actually machlik to Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. If a person doesn't fancy eating in his living room, he fancies eating in the garden, in the dark garden, he enjoys a little bit of his own company, he enjoys the dark. Is he allowed to transfer his meal to the garden for personal preference? Is he allowed to or not allowed to? And there's machlekes in Reish Ayin Gimel, Siv Zayin, called to one man d'oma, Eim mekachim elop amokshesneh. No, it's not correct. You need neiris. As part of Oinik Shabbos, you must have neiris in the where you eat. And if you haven't got neiris, you're not going to be mekayim your Oinik Shabbos at all. You can't even make Kiddush there, because Kiddush has to be Mokum Suda, same area as the Suda. And therefore, doing Kiddush in not but Mokum Suda is not okay. But so therefore, you mustn't do that. You can start your meal maybe inside, then go later on in the garden for a little bit. But to eat your meal in the dark place when you've got another option. So, aim at catching Matba Mokshashneh. The second shit is more makel, and the Mishbura says, if it's comes out from Maskona, if your living room works out to be very stuffy, no air, full of flies, talks about the zvuvim and the lack of air, so then the idea of Ner Shabbos is to make oinik, If I, my oil is not going to be up here, my oil is going to be on the other side, oil is going to be in the garden. So what's the point of me staying inside to have my oil Shabbos if I've got these flies backwards and forwards, you know, buzzing past my ear and jumping on my food? What type of oil Shabbos is that? Oil nitle natar, says the Mishabruah Be'alocha. So in an extreme case like that, then Enachanama, the oinig of enjoying a meal without the flies buzzing past you overpowers this oinig of having the light next to the food. So in such a case, then you're allowed to choose the preference of the garden. But otherwise, it's important to remember that the Mishnah Nei Shabbos says, no, b'shas y'achila, b'mok machila, so you need it where you eat the oinig, but you also need it throughout the house, the whole night, and after the meal, wherever you're going to be walking, and where there's a chance to be stumbling, so all the hallways, so also need the light, in order that one shouldn't have this issue of stumbling, which is called Sholem Beisei.
I'm not sure about candles actually to create any extra light when you've got...
Oh, so yeah, so that's a separate innovation, would involve a little bit more time to how it works. So we paskin that Tosefes Ne'er, B'mokem Achila, is also Ezra'ini. But meals, are the more nature you have, it enhances the meal. So there is an extra oinig of having extra light by a meal. It gives a certain chashivas for kovet shabbos zikr gives. And it gives a b'mokem achila, it gives us extra enhancement to the meal. Every chosh meal, you like to add candles to it. Not only the meals we eat in the dark, even the ones with light, one adds candles, it also adds a certain enjoyment, a feeling of enjoyment, seeing the extra lights. So therefore, Tosefes Oiva, Mokem Achila is also good enough, and that's why we can have many women light together in the same dining room, and each one can make a bracha. We pass him Tosefes Oiva, Mokem Achila is part of the mitzvah.
Mokem Achila?
But Mokem Achila, yes.
Not in the lobby.
Not in the lobby. The lobby is not posh. I'm not passing anything, but it's not posh. But Mokem Achila is, yes, posh, but Mokem Shalom Achila is not posh. One smaller aura, also beneath the parasha. I mean, this whole looks nice. And to get to the parasha, I just want to share with you a rivet in Tomit. Because we have late in the parasha, there's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent away Yisro wanted to go away. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't happy that he's going away. Moshe Rabbeinu promised Yisro and his family a certain area in Eretz Yisrael, which they will have. And says Rashi, "Doishno shel Yerichoi tovkuv amal tovkuv amo." That was a certain area put aside, which later on some shorty got it, but in the meantime was given to Bnei Yisro. There's a Mishnah in Tomit, a Duotika Mishnah, which talks about Yerichoi. Yerichoi, all the koilos of the Beis Hamikdash and Mishkan were heard in Yerichoi, whether it was the opening of the doors, whether the announcement of the Kohen, or the Megrafor have been fallen down, and all the other various koilos, which were main announcement noises in the Mishkan Beis Hamikdash, were heard all the way to Yerichoi. Now, you have to realize the distance from Yerichoi from Yerushalayim was 10 parsois. It's 20 to 25 miles away, Yerichoi was from Yerushalayim. Now, does it mean such a powerful noise was heard all the way there? Says the Rivet in Tomit. No, it wasn't heard in any of the places between. It wasn't heard all the way till Yerichoi. It was only heard in Yerichoi. Says the Rivet. Why was it only heard in Yerichoi? Says the Rivet, you should know Yerichoi was second in grade, but Mokan Yerushalayim. Yerichoi had a certain connection, certain height to Yerushalayim, because Yerichoi was the first town captured by Yeshua when entered Israel. First is all special chashivas. Truma, Bechoi, first is all special chashivas. So the first of Yerushalayim was Yerichoi. Yerichoi had Kedusha, Ke'en, Beit HaMikdash. Ke'en Yerushalayim. Therefore, says the Rivet, holy noises one needs to be in Mokum Kedusha. Yerichoi had a place which was Kedusha, was a place Kedusha similar to Yerushalayim. Therefore, Yerichoi was Zoicha. One could hear in Yerichoi, one could connect to the noises Shel Kedusha in Yerichoi. So it was an Eskodel. But then it only took place in Yericho, where a person was in the environment of Kedusha. Ke'en Yerushalayim, he was zoiched to hear the koilus of Yerushalayim and the koilus of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ravid, this was the idea of Yericho realizing the Kedusha Yericho was so special. He says that's why Yeshua didn't want it to be inhabited at all, because the Kedusha of Yericho. So therefore, says the Ravid, that's why this koilus of Dafka Yericho. So which is agav a interesting limit we see from the Ravid to absorb, to hear Kodesh or Kedusha, when I say have Kedusha. Kedusha absorbs Kedusha. If a person is a Mokim Kedusha, Mokim Kodesh, he hears and absorbs Kodesh or Kedusha much stronger. So we should all be Zoicha, be Korov, to be able to hear all these Kodesh or Kedusha. Be made up. I'm going to go to the hospital.